with Empire KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Fewer than 10% of California's teachers are men of color. And that's a problem, because they could play a significant role in helping to close the achievement gap for black and brown boys. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KQED's Vanessa Roncagno reports.
Today in third period, English teacher Daryl McKellar has a writing assignment for his ninth grade students.
So this is what I'm asking you guys to do. What does racism mean to you? How is racism related to the apartheid that's discussed in the text?
They seem kinda interested, but some phones are out.
How many people have experienced, let's do it this way. You've experienced something. Because you're black or brown, you've experienced something.
Hands go up around the room. All the students in this veteran teacher's classroom in South Central LA are black or Latino.
What you got, Jaquan?
Jaquan says 2 days ago, he was at a store in Santa Monica.
They were just following me around, like keeping a close eye on me, seeing if I was going to steal something.
McKellar tells the students about a time in college when a classmate made a racist comment about him.
I could have flipped out, but for what? Because if I flip out, then what? I get kicked out of class. Can't graduate, then you would never have me in front of you.
He gets a smile out of the students. They keep their eyes on him.
And I don't want you guys to be part of that, oh, well, you know, I'm black, I'm brown, I ain't gonna make it, I go to school in the hood. I call BS on that. Do not make your life hard.
McKellar's ability to connect with his students, to relate to and understand their experiences, makes a difference. When students of color have teachers of color in classrooms like this one, there's strong evidence they learn more, finish high school at higher rates, and are more likely to aspire to college.
When you see someone in front of you that looks like you, and you can relate to what they're talking about, and they can code switch and come to where you're at, and then come back out and say, like, see, I just jumped somewhere else, but I was just there with you. So what does that mean that you need to do? And I say, I gotta jump with you. So
for almost my whole school year life, I only had like woman teachers.
Student Elijah Foster says having a teacher like McKellar is still a pretty new experience. His classmate Tyler Banner says it's just different.
It feels like the man expects more out of you.
See him as like the homie, like a close friend, like as in like trustable.
McKellar knows he can play a critical role for his students. That's why he's sharing his 20 years experience in the classroom with aspiring male teachers of color. He's part of a program at a handful of California State University teachers' colleges that could be a model for getting more men of color into teaching.
You know, because sometimes we could sit in a classroom and it's 25 young ladies and it's only like three of us.
28-year-old Fabian Flores is in the Future Minority Male Teachers of California program. He says he almost quit early on after a veteran teacher warned him away from the profession, saying it's underpaid, undervalued.
I was kind of like on the ropes, like, yeah, should I continue? Yes, no. Man, I don't really belong even.
He says having McKellar's guidance and a support group of other men of color gave him the confidence to believe that not only does he belong, he's really needed. But he had another problem. He was scrambling to pay for school. And that's not unusual, especially for students of color, who are disproportionately burdened by debt. The program offered Flores a $5,000 scholarship.
I would not be here if it wasn't for that extra money.
Now for him, it's a matter of overcoming his own doubts about what comes next.
What scares me is getting a job in elementary school where I don't have a mentor that shows me the ropes.
Dominguez Hills is trying to make sure students like Flores stay on track to finish and move into classrooms as full-fledged teachers. The next challenge is actually keeping them there. In Los Angeles, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.